delighted to be here. Secondly, I just want to express my thanks to God for the Shank family, for Steve in particular. Steve not only serves the largest region in Sovereign Grace Ministries, which is a serious responsibility, but he is a voice of experience and stature in the new apostolic team that has been formed, which I have the privilege of leading. He is as important as all of those things are. Equally important to me is that he is a dear friend. And he is a man of enduring humility, which allows me to learn much from him each and every time I'm with him. Rarely a time is there when I'm with Steve that he is not drawing me out in some way. Now, that's astonishing. I'm a younger man. I'm amazingly younger than him. I mean, wouldn't you say like decades younger than him? But he draws me out as if I've got something to contribute to him. And that's always been my experience ever since we first started serving together on the apostolic team. In this reorganization that Sovereign Grace just went through, Steve was among the first to begin to advocate the qualities of other men to ensure that other men were being considered for additional service and responsibility. That requires humility, to just not protect your turf, but to want to see other people emerge and to encourage them as they emerge. You know, one of the ways that you can really discern humility in the life of a man or a woman is by the extent to which they encourage. Because to encourage, we've got to come out of ourselves. We've got to look away from ourselves and look towards the Lord and towards other people and begin to see God's work in them. And one of the things I so appreciate about this man is how he does that. He comes out of himself. He looks towards others. And he's looked towards me for years, and I'm so grateful to God for that. And I guess lastly, I just want to thank you. I want to thank this local church. I'm so grateful for you, for the vision that you have to host this family, the Shanks, for the vision you have to serve and support this pastoral team, the vision that you possess to be a regional model for Sovereign Grace Ministries. So I trust that as you hear reports of the gospel going forward through our feeble efforts, forward into Mexico and into South America and West Canada, church plantings that have taken place and will take place in increasing measure over the next few years, I hope you take a unique kind of joy in that because you possess a unique role in that. You are a base for apostolic ministry. You are the model that is being carried forth. You are the ground of prayer support for Steve's ministry. You are the place and the people to which and to whom he returns. And you get to participate in all that in a unique way. And as I stand here before you this morning, I have to acknowledge that there's no adequate way that I can discover for me to express the thanks that I feel for your distinct role and the way that you enthusiastically fulfill it. And I'm just hoping these words are a small but sufficient start. So, thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks.